Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are very fortunate to have a young man who just completed his workout with the Memphis Grizzlies today. He is one of my favorite college basketball players last year. If he does slide into that early second round, I am all in favor of selecting one Javon Carter out of West Virginia. He is on the telephone with us now. Javon, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, I want to be selfish and say I'd really love to see you in a Grizzly jersey, but I also want the best for you, so I would rather see you go in the first round. I'm sure you're hearing a lot of different things, but the one thing I want to ask you, yes, your defense certainly brought you notoriety, but someone told me, he's like, hey, he's the defensive guy. I said, you do realize he scored like 18 points a game last year and handed out almost 7 assists. Does it bother you that people mainly think of you as a defender when you put up really good offensive numbers and efficient offensive numbers when you look at it? 86% from the free throw line, over 39% from three, and really only did it in about 13 and a half shots. That's impressive.
It don't bother me at all, man. I don't go out there and play for people to notice anything. I just go out there, I do what I do, I play as hard as I can, and I try to play as well as I can, and just whatever happens, happens. People gonna always talk, so I don't worry about what people out there saying about me.
One former point guard that played for Bob Huggins at Cincinnati, Nick Van Exel, and I were discussing your game, and what he said, this kid gets after you. That defensive ability, was that just inherently there, or is it more just you developed it and it's all out effort? I mean, you pick up guys full court in a day and age where point guards are pretty doggone fast, and you make life miserable for guys, as I've seen on TV. Where does that come from?
That's just something I picked up just playing ball, honestly. And then when I got to West Virginia, Coach Huggs, he just brought it out of me for real. He just told me, just go hard. Just go hard as you can. And 9 times out of 10, whoever goes the hardest is probably going to win that battle. And my father always taught me was, it's easier to guard a man without the ball than it is with the ball.
That's very, very true. It's much easier to guard a guy without the ball than with the ball. Javon Carter, formerly of West Virginia, heading to the NBA draft, joining us right now. It's a rarity where you see guys that I think can contribute in the NBA right away coming out after 4 years. It does kind of put you guys in a tough spot. You came back for your senior season, and a lot of NBA drafts tend to go on potential. Is that frustrating for a guy like you that spent 4 years at West Virginia, developed your craft, had over 100 steals your senior year, as I said, scored almost 18 points a game your senior year, and got better each year you were at West Virginia? But a lot of the scouts will talk about potential and guys going here or there. You did it the way it was typically done in the past. Is that something that frustrates you, or is this just the path you took and you're cool with it?
That's just the path. Everybody's road is different. And I can't look at another person's road and be like, oh, that should have been me. It's just that God put me here. This is what I'm blessed to do. And just hopefully one of these teams will pick me up, and we'll see what happens.
I don't think there's any doubt that's going to happen. At 6'2 and a little over 200 pounds, you've got that size that they covet. If you felt like there was one thing you want to improve upon before training camp and your first NBA season starts, what are you trying to work on most right now?
Finishing around the rim, becoming a better finisher, more consistent finisher, finishing in different ways, both hands, right and left.
How have these workouts, we're talking with Javon Carter from West Virginia, how have these workouts been for you? Because I remember back in the day, I've been doing this way too long, so I don't want to give it too much away, but almost 20 years. And in the early 2000s, you would talk to guys and they would be on their 13th workout in like 16 days. But it's changed a little bit. How has the workout circuit gone for you? And especially with video these days, all these teams have seen you multiple times in person and on tape. So what are you trying to show them when you come in individually like you did today for the Grizz?
The workouts, they've been good. You know, I've been enjoying it. I've been blessed to be here, to go place to place, show what I can do. I feel like the more eyes see me, the more opportunity I have, show what I can do. And I feel like I've been doing good, for real. I go in there and I just do my game. I don't try to show something that I can't do, show something that I've been working on. I just go in there, I just play hard, do what I do, and whatever happens, happens. I just take it day by day.
How much of it, though, becomes at this point, too, the interview process? It's not just basketball, is it?
No. You normally interview with every team. They want to talk to you. You just be honest with them, be yourself, and see if they're going to like you or they're not.
That's a good point. They're either in or they are out. When you think of the Memphis Grizzlies, like what comes to your mind? We've been known here as a team that has prided itself on defense for years, had a 7-year run into the postseason. It ended last year. Injuries had a big effect on it. Mike Conley, the incumbent starter, comes back from an injury. But what do you know about the squad? I know you guys in college talk about various NBA teams. So what was ever said about the Grizzlies?
Just that they play hard. They want to get after you on the defensive end. And like you said, they just bring that winning mentality, you know. That's what I like. I like when I want to come in and play hard on the defensive end, make everything hard for the opponents. And my mom, she's from Memphis, so I grew up a Memphis fan, a Bulls fan, a Memphis fan. I've been to Memphis a lot. I love it here. And we're gonna see what happens.
Your mom is from Memphis, really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
So this would be really nice for you to be able to come back to Memphis and to be able to play in your mom's hometown. So you know a little bit about the city.
Yeah.
When it came to an end, what went through your mind? Obviously, the dream of playing in the NBA is there, but only one group of players ends their college career or ends their college season with the ultimate goal of the national championship. But you mentioned you wanted to leave it all out there. Were you obviously disappointed in losing at the end of your college career in the tournament, but were you pleased with where your game had taken you?
Yeah. I was definitely disappointed the way it ended. I wish it could have been different, but hey, that was my path, and that's how it went. I definitely have no regrets. I feel like I gave it everything I had every game. I played as hard as I could. It was just that some shots just didn't fall. And that's just basketball. That's just going to happen. At least I know I gave it everything I have, and I'm totally okay with that. I know I gave it my all every step of the way. And if I could go back and do it differently, I wouldn't. I would do it the exact same way.
Put you in a position, you can either make the game-winning shot or you can get a steal that seals the game. What does Javon Carter want?
A steal to seal the game.
I thought so. You do get after guys like that, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons that Bob Huggins loved you as much as he did. But he can be tough. How difficult was it when Bob Huggins is being Bob Huggins? I've talked to, as I said, former Grizzlies assistant Nick Van Exel and said, you know, he's tough on you, but you know he loves you, and it's a breakdown, build you back up. How much tougher does that make you? You're already a tough guy in the way you play the game. I would imagine having a tough-nosed coach help you get the most out of what you had.
Yeah, he helped me a lot mentally. Because when he yells at you, it's not like he's yelling at you for something you didn't do. You know, he's just trying to help you. He's just trying to better yourself. So you just got to take it as – you just got to look at it like he's just trying to help you. If you look at it like he's trying to tear you down, then he gonna get to you. But if you just look at it like he's trying to help you, then you're going to be good. Because then he's going to see how you're going to respond from it, and then he's going to bag up. He's not going to just keep coming at you when he see you just keep responding. He know you can take it, so he's going to give it to you just so you know he's still coaching you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't just going to yell at you just to try to take you down. He just wants the best out of you.
Javon Carter joining us here on the program. Have you anticipated what it will be like when you hear your name called? Because I feel pretty confident you are going to hear your name called come June 21st. That moment is very special for any basketball player. Has it even sunk in that's coming your way, or are you just trying to, as they say, stay humble and take it day by day?
Man, I'll just take it day by day, man. I haven't even thought about it, honestly. Because at this point, anything can happen. So I just take it day by day.
Well, I've thought about it for you because I am, like, trying to send the vibe to the Grizzlies front office that if he is on the board at 32, announced the name Javon Carter to the Memphis Grizzlies because they, and it's no disrespect to the guys they have. They have guys that haven't necessarily been true point guards the way you are, and they've lacked a backup that, that Mike Conley can, you know, kind of groom a little bit to step in. And I think it's a great fit. I think it fits what this city's about. Your mom being from there and the fact that you you love to play defense and can shoot the ball from the outside, it seems like a perfect fit to me. So I'm thinking about it for you. And although I do, I would love to hear it called for you personally in the first round. If by chance that doesn't happen, I don't want to see you available after 32. How about that?
Hey, I agree with you on that one.
I would hope so. It's been a pleasure, man. Where to next? What happens next for you?
Next, I head to Dallas. Got to work out with Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, that's a rival. So I hope that they well, they're after us, so we're not going to worry about what they're. So to Dallas, and then when do the workouts stop for you?
Probably the week of the draft, maybe.
The week, so you'll keep going all the way up till the week of the draft. Now, are you going to head to New York and be in the crowd, or are you going to have your own personal like gathering and of family and friends where you will watch the draft in a private location?
Yeah, probably just be in a private location, just family and friends.
Yeah, it's a special night, and we're pulling for you. I certainly can't thank you enough for joining us here on the program. Would love to see you right back here inside FedEx Forum next year. I would also love to see you go even earlier than that if that's in the cards, because that would be awesome for you personally. But if that's not the case, like I said, we'd love to have you back in Memphis. I appreciate the time. Safe travels, and best of luck moving forward, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Javon Carter right there. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.